joining me now. Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swat and Lumber, they are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. Locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swat and Lumber, also Rouse's Point, New York. They're online at sixandstuff.com. Kyle, a very happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday to you, too. So far, I'm doing okay. Yeah, we're waiting. I got gray skies, so I'm waiting for some more rain. But other than that, we're doing okay.
What do you guys got going on this week? What's the big thing everyone's talking about, needing about, asking about?
So the big thing the last week, week and a half, you know, the whole state has been having quite a bit of either humidity when it's hot or lots of precipitation. I know a lot of the gardeners are happy with that because they don't have to do a lot of watering. Homeowners, not so much. So gutters have been, you know, pretty popular the last week, week and a half. And, you know, I just wanted to give everyone the heads up that we do stock, you know, gutters, downspouts, adapters to get that to any perimeter drain or drainage that you might have, and just give people the heads up that it's really important to make sure that all your windows and doors have proper flashing over them, and you use a proper type of sealant to make sure that the water doesn't get back to any of the sheathing or anywhere else in your house. It's a quick thing. You can go around and take a look at your windows and doors. I know a lot of people do it in the wintertime. They look for drafts and they look for cracks, but you can also lose that cool air from your AC units out of any drafts and cracks also. So really making sure that there's no leaks is something that you can check out all year round.
This is a question that we're probably past. I am just curious about it, though. At my parents' house in New York, they recently got found out that they need a brand-new air conditioning unit, right? And theirs lasted 30 years almost. So they certainly got their, you know, got everything they needed to out of that particular unit. But it got me thinking, how does one go about kind of checking their AC unit maybe before the season starts? Because they went to turn it on the first hot day and realized it didn't work and they were kind of screwed for a week. They probably should have checked it in March or checked it in April. How does one go about checking their AC unit?
Yeah, so normally we leave that to the plumbing and the HVAC professionals. I know a lot of friends of mine are in that trade, and they say, you know, your AC units that you want to prep, you know, 2 or 3 months at least ahead of time before you're going to check them. Furnaces, you're going to want to do that in the spring and the summer. Make sure that everything's clean and ready to go. I know a lot of people have furnaces that also double as boilers, so they get their hot water from it. So you may want to have that checked more than once a year, but definitely a couple months in advance. You know, the HVAC guys are going to come in. They can test the pressure on any of the compressors and make sure that there's enough of the coolant and everything like that in the lines, and test the points and make sure that everything's ready to go. But, you know, nothing we get into, but definitely a lot of our customers are plumbers and in the HVAC field. So, yeah, give yourself a couple months, pad the odds, and that way, you know, on that first sweltering hot day when you want to come home after a long day and just get some cool air, it'll actually work.
You mentioned the gardeners, and we've talked about, you know, gardening supplies and gardening utensils and things like that and best practices. Is it too late in the season to be growing grass?
Absolutely not. You know, there's people that put grass down all the way into the fall. You know, there's the old theory that you can, you know, spread it in the fall and cover it up with a mulch and it'll come up in the spring. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. There's a lot of things that go into it, whether it's, you know, birds eating it or whether it goes rotten over the wintertime. But no, you have until early fall for grass to really germinate. So yeah, you got plenty of time left to plant grass. One thing that you want to do is make sure that you don't fertilize it too soon. You want to mow it 2 or 3 times before you apply any fertilizer. That way you won't burn the roots of any new seedlings that you have.
There you go. Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swan Lumber. Kyle, man, much appreciated. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody.